All right, buckle up, because this deep dive is going to be something else. We've got this document, and I swear it's got fascinating stamped on every page.
Oh, is this the one about
It's called Bridging Two Traditions: A Catholic's Journey into Tao Hands Practice by Dr. Rolly Mikus.
Okay, yeah, that one. And hold on, he's trying to bring what, Taoism and Catholicism together?
That's the one. And that's what I want to unpack with you.
I'm intrigued. It's not every day you see someone trying to blend well, those two in particular.
Right. It's like he's taking two totally different worlds and saying, what if they're not so different after all?
Yeah, and what's interesting is he's not ditching Catholicism to explore Taoism.
Exactly. He's trying to find a way for them to like coexist. It's like he's saying, what if I can be both fully Catholic and fully engaged with Tao Hands practice?
That's quite a journey. So where does he even begin?
Well, he jumps right into the deep end, tackling the big question head on.
Let me guess. How does he reconcile the soul, that core Catholic concept, with the Taoist ideas of Shen, Qi, and Jing?
You hit the nail on the head. That's the core tension he's wrestling with.
It's like trying to blend oil and water, those two systems. So how does he even start to bring them together?
Well, he starts by, well, he doesn't. Not the way you might think.
Okay, now you've got me curious. What's he doing then?
He's sticking with the traditional soul idea from Catholicism, but get this. He starts drawing parallels between the Holy Spirit and Shen.
Whoa, that's creative. So instead of trying to force them into the same box, he's finding like points of overlap.
Exactly. He's building a bridge, not trying to demolish one or the other.
That's fascinating. I mean, are there even any established connections between those two concepts?
That's what's so bold about it.
Yeah.
He's not relying on some pre-existing framework. It's like he's saying, look, I see these similarities and I'm going to explore them.
So he's creating his own interpretation, his own way of bridging those two traditions.
Exactly. It's like he's saying, this is how it makes sense to me.
I can see why you said this one was fascinating. He's really going his own way with this. So what about Qi and Jing? Where did those fit in?
He gets there. He connects qi, that vital life force energy in Taoism, with the Catholic idea of God's sustaining power in the universe.
Okay, hold on. So he's seeing God's hand, so to speak, in the Taoist concept of qi.
That's how I read it. It's like he's finding a new way to understand God's constant presence, God's grace, through the lens of Taoist thought.
That's a really unique perspective. I'm curious to see where he goes with this.
And it's not all just heady concepts, you know. He brings it down to earth, makes it real, you know.
Oh, yeah, he seems like a practical guy.
He talks about blessing the qi of his car.
His car, okay, instead of blessing the engine, the wheels.
Instead of its soul, he's like, I'm blessing the qi of this car.
Now that's putting it into practice, right? I mean, who blesses their car's
I know,
qi?
right? It made me laugh, but it also made me think, this guy's serious about integrating these ideas into his life.
Not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. So how does he plan to actually bring all this together?
He's got a plan, and it's actually pretty methodical.
Oh, methodical. Okay. Tell me more. What does he do?
First off, he's not throwing out his Catholic faith. He wants to dive deeper into Catholic teachings.
Okay, so he's strengthening that foundation. I see.
But at the same time, he also wants to study more Tao Han's philosophy. Like he wants to understand both traditions on their own terms, you know?
That makes sense. It's like wanting to really taste two different wines before you try to blend them, right?
Exactly. And he doesn't stop there. He's talking about going to his priest, maybe a spiritual director, you know, to talk it all through.
Wise move. I mean, this is some deep stuff, right? Having a guide, someone to bounce ideas off of, that's invaluable.
It reminds me of that saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
Yeah.
He's in it for the long haul.
He wants to build a bridge that's going to last, not just some temporary thing. So how does this actually play out in his daily life? What does this integration look like?
Well, he starts with something very familiar, prayer.
Okay, so he's sticking with his Catholic roots there.
But he also wants to bring in Tao Han's meditation techniques. He's not replacing one with the other, but he's trying to find ways to do both.
That's interesting, isn't it? I mean, they both emphasize stillness, inner peace, right? But they come at it from different angles.
And it's not just about what he's doing internally, but how he sees the world around him.
Oh, right. He talks about connecting with nature.
Exactly. But now he's got this awareness of qi, this life force energy flowing through everything.
It's like seeing the world with new eyes, like someone just gave you these incredible glasses, and suddenly you're like, wow, I never noticed that before.
He even talks about how this impacts his relationships.
Oh, how so? That's interesting.
He's seeing that connection, that shared energy, with everyone. It's like expanding his sense of community beyond just his faith. It's like he's saying we're all connected, you know, on some level. But there's this one part at the end that really stuck with me.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
He talks about this whole journey, this whole process as resolving cognitive dissonance. And it got me thinking, like, does it always have to be about resolving that dissonance?
That's an interesting question. I mean, it's natural to want things to make sense, right? To have that consistency in our beliefs.
Right. And when we encounter something that challenges those beliefs, it's like, whoa, hold on, something's not computing here.
Exactly. That's the dissonance kicking in. It can be uncomfortable, that feeling of things not quite lining up.
And Dr. Mike is, he's finding ways to make those connections, like with the Holy Spirit and Shen or Qi in God's creation. He seems to be finding a sense of peace, of resolution.
He's finding a way to harmonize those different parts of himself, his beliefs.
But you got me thinking, what if we don't always need that perfect resolution?
You mean, what if there's room for some of that dissonance?
Exactly. What if it's okay to hold those seemingly contradictory beliefs, those different perspectives, without needing to force them into a neat little box?
It's like that saying, life is a journey, not a destination. Maybe it's the same with our beliefs.
Maybe it's about embracing the mystery, the complexity. You know?
Absolutely. It's like those optical illusions where you can see two different images depending on how you look at it. Maybe there's not always one right way to see things.
And maybe that's okay.
Maybe that's where the real growth happens, in that space of uncertainty, of holding those different possibilities.
You know, at the end of the day, what I find so inspiring about Dr. Mikez is his willingness to ask the big questions.
He's not afraid to go there.
He's not afraid to step outside his comfort zone, explore those different traditions.
And he's doing it all while staying true to himself. That's the key.
It's a good reminder for all of us, right? You don't need to have all the answers. Just be open to asking the questions.
And who knows? You might be surprised at what you discover along the way.
Well, that's our deep dive for today. Thanks for exploring these fascinating ideas with us. And hey, maybe this will spark some of your own questions, your own journeys of discovery. Until next time.